Well, let's get to the Here and Now DJ sessions, and this week with some Afropop. Georges Coulinet is host of Afropop Worldwide. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Georges, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you very much, Jeremy.
And tell us, first of all, what Afropop is exactly. What is the genre?
Afropop is presenting African music, the African and the African diaspora music and culture. So we go, let's say, we go to Africa, and then we see a new people that are having new releases, that are presenting their new releases, and they are talking about what influenced their music and how it was influenced. And usually they say, well, you know, you have to come to the village because that's where it's happening. Afropop is just storytelling. I call it storytelling.
Storytelling. And let's get to some of it. And this is Kesewa by the Ghanaian artist Osei Koronkie. Kasewa, nimoni mukasewa miendeniyo, nimoni mukasewa miendeniyo. A beautiful sound there. And tell us what instrument is that?
The instrument is called a seperewa. And it sounds almost like a kora. Or if you want, a ngoni. Ngoni is that instrument that are played by the hunters in Mali. And the style of music is called palm wine. I love that. Hmm. And to listen to this and in the evening, you know, under the palm tree and drinking your palm wine and talking trash with the rest of the village is,
Well, and tell us more about Osei Koronkie.
Osei Koronkie is a gentleman that's a teacher. I mean, he's a teacher in Ghana, at the University of Ghana in Legon. And he has inspired a lot of people to reuse this instrument called the seperewa, and it's quite amazing. The man is regal, and there's a lot of royalty in Ghana. In that region, the chiefs and the kings are covered with their kente cloth, and they have jewels, gold all over, brimming with gold. It's amazing. And I love it because, you know, there's always something very nostalgic there. I don't know if it's because they have moved from the north of Africa down to the coast or whatever. But I love it. It's just something that is strangely haunting in that music. And Osei is pushing, is trying to revive that palm wine high life music, because for a while, you know, rock and roll, rap, and everything else, and even Latin American music had taken over the music of the country. So that's what he's doing. And it's doing it very successfully.
Well, and the next one that you brought us is also from that same part of West Africa, from the Ivory Coast in this case. This is the artist Soum Bill, and this is called Bledji. It reminds me of the fact that some music that comes out of West Africa really does sound similar, and I guess it makes total sense, to some of the music that comes out of the Caribbean.
Absolutely, absolutely, because all these people went there.
I mean,
once, I always remember, I went in Ecuador. Uh-huh. And there was a priest that came during a ceremony that they had, the local ceremony there. And the priest was from Benin, and he was flabbergasted. He said, my goodness, I understand everything they say. All the way to Ecuador on the other side of the the Americas, and that was amazing. And it, this guy Sumbil is very, very good at his art, and he's very, very popular. The last time I saw him, it was about two months ago, at the MASA, which is this big, huge music conference in Abidjan, and he had this souped-up Mercedes that is, you know, two-seater, beautiful machine. Never seen one of that, one like that. And I say, well, maybe I should have done that instead of doing going on radio.
Yeah, public radio just doesn't pay the same way, does it? No.
Absolutely not. Ay, ay, ay. Well, but anyway, it's more fun.
Well, the next one that you brought us is from Cameroon. This is Ekambi Brilliant with Donde Vas.
Ay, tu te vas, que eres macha, y yo no sé por qué te vas. ¿Qué nos pasó? ¿Qué ha cambiado? Estábamos también juntos.
Georges, you are reminding us how completely culturally diverse Africa really is, because this is now a Latin influence.
Exactly. You know, it's Latin American music is, it's very strange. It goes around and around. It crosses the ocean from Africa, you know, music from, let's say, the rumba by the Zaire people, I mean, or Congolese people, and it goes to the Americas, and then it comes back because the Africans are saying, oh, wow, you know, that's a great sound, etc., etc. And so Ekambi Brilliant is an old-timer. He's been on the music scene of Cameroon forever. And, boy, that guy is so successful, so much so that he came here last month, went to New York in a studio, hired a whole bunch of top Latin musicians and Cameroonian musicians and put that thing together. And, you know, it's a new, it's not released even yet.
Wow.
It's a premiere.
Well, we have time for one more, and this is also from Cameroon.
And it's also a premiere.
And it's also a premiere.
Yes.
This is Diaspora. This is by Henri Dikongé.
Sur les chemins de poussière, tu n'as laissé qu'un pas d'errant, et dans mon cœur et dans mon âme, ton souvenir me sert d'amant. De mon corps au sein si lourd, tu as oublié la chaleur, et dans un coin de ta mémoire, tu gardes en toi mon goût sucré.
So what's this one about?
This one is about refugees leaving Africa to go to Europe. And the words are just amazing. I am the land, I am Africa, the river, the forest. But in your father's village, your name is slowly disappearing. I am the wisdom of an ancestor without a future. You think that wealth is over there, so I had to let you go.
Wow.
Man, I was crying when he sent me that record, you know, because it's just... And his wife, who's reading this thing here, Laurence, is just, I don't know, she has that voice, you know, very, very simple, very, very touching.
And what is Henri Dikongé's connection to refugees?
Well, he's very concerned about it because, you know, as you know, in France, we have a lot of refugees and we have these camps. But these are the Syrians primarily, and they are better off in a way. But the African refugees, oh my God, it's just unbelievable, unbelievable. All they put them in jail. The discrimination is terrible also. And that's maybe why.
Well, an important topic there to close this out, and some great music from all over Africa. Georges Coulinet, host of Afropop Worldwide, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. See you on the radio.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. We're NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.